Have you ever thought to yourself, I totally wish my phone could fold in half? If so, join the club, and if not, now all the wildest dreams you've never had are coming true with the world's first foldable phone you can actually buy. It's called the FlexPi from a company called Royole. It's literally the first phone with a foldable screen that's commercially available. Yeah, Samsung did have one once upon a time, but they still haven't gotten around to actually releasing the Galaxy Fold yet, so I'll believe it when I see it and can actually buy one. Inside the box is whatever this is, and here is the FlexPi, with some instructions on how to fold and unfold the phone written on the outer covering. Honestly, I think it looks pretty cool. It feels solid and heavy. I held one of these for the first time at CES this year, but obviously since that was a demo unit and not my own personal device, I wasn't going to try to see what happens when it's bent both directions. Today though, this one here is all mine, and there's no one here to stop us. Let's get started. Right out of the box, there are some confidence-diminishing instructions that flash across the screen, like only charge the phone with the device unfolded. And then look here at this massive list of instructions. Don't drop it. Keep the surface dry and clean. Please avoid sharp or pointed objects. Got it. Sure thing. And right below that, it keeps going on to say no screen protectors are allowed, and the phone can't be opened if the temperature is below freezing. It also looks like the side of the phone is super magnetic. This is going to be fun. Opening and closing the phone automatically changes how the apps are displayed on the screen. Magnets are the thing that holds the phone shut in the closed position, with a very satisfyingly hard click. The magnets will definitely keep the phone from ever flopping open on its own. The hinge of the phone here in the center is covered with a very dark blue rubberish material, and held in place by a series of hex screws. It takes up a good portion of the back panel real estate. It looks like one of those wrinkly dogs, or even a slinky that can be bent back and forth. Good luck slapping a dbrand skin on this one. When it does snap closed, it leaves just enough room inside for a pencil to slip into the gap between the back halves. Might be a perfect spot for a future stylus, just saying. The two back panels have a subtle shimmer that we see on most smartphones these days, low-key and doesn't really draw attention to itself. Well, besides the fact that it folds in half. That's a minor detail, of course. You can see how reflective and shiny the screen is as well. The scratch test is going to be super interesting. The weird thing to me, though, is that the screen is always going to be exposed on the outside of the phone. Always. The whole thing is just there, vulnerable. The whole system functions like an Android tablet, but then has the ability to fold closed to be the size of a phone. It also has memory enough to remember which app was open on which side of the phone each time you flip it around. It also has a little center options bar in the fold of the phone. Honestly, it looks pretty slick. Yeah, the thing is a bit thick, but if it's durable, I could totally see myself using one of these. Trying to think of logical reasons of why I would ever actually need a foldable phone, though, it would probably mostly be just watching movies and YouTube. Since, you know, I spend a lot of time on YouTube, this FlexiBoy could